Hi, this is Carol Grant with United Country Virginia Realty, and I am here talking about Kerr Lake Living. Or is it Car Lake Living? Bugs Island Lake Living? Well, whatever you call it, depends on where you're located. But wherever you are located on this beautiful 800 miles of shoreline, I am certain you have a story. So let's dive into today's story.
Hi, this is Carol Grant with United Country Virginia Realty, and today I'm here with Cynthia, and she is going to be talking about her story, and the story of the Virginia laws concerning inheritance. And this is something so vitally important for everyone to hear and to learn about, because with knowledge there comes a great valuable source that, so that at the end of the day, your hind parts are basically covered. So Cynthia, tell me a little bit about your story. Of course, let's go with a little background. Like, how long were you and Lee married?
We were married for 28 years, almost 29.
All right, and between the two of you, how many children do you have?
He had two children from his first marriage, and I had two children from my first marriage.
Okay.
We did not have any children together.
Right. Except for your little fur babies.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Lee came down sick with cancer about how long ago?
He found out about 8 months before he passed away.
Okay.
That there was a possibility of cancer.
Yes.
And it had shown up in a colonoscopy. And then when he finally got around to going to doctors about it, it had spread to his lungs. I thought it would be stage one. When they went in with the Da Vinci to remove it, it turned out to be stage four.
Mm. And at that point, I mean, life just went, it went helter skelter. It was just turned upside down.
Yes.
Your future, as far as financial security, probably was one of the last things on your mind. It was getting Lee well at that point.
Yes, yes. And we had thought, when we initially purchased this house the first year we married, it was only in his name. He purchased it on a VA loan.
Right.
Several years later, we refinanced the house through a different mortgage company for 15 years. My name was added to the mortgage, and that mortgage company was supposed to have the deed changed. They failed to do so. So at his death, the house, my name was not on the home.
Exactly. And that's where we really want to kind of dig into, because people are not aware of the Virginia laws when it comes to inheritance. So at what point did you find out that you did not automatically inherit your own home because your name was not on the deed? Tell me about that moment.
We found out, meanwhile, Lee was sick with cancer, and I had to go to the county to check on some issues with the house, and found out that I did not, my name was not on the deed.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, we should have gone to a lawyer, but we were unaware that the law in the Commonwealth of Virginia had changed. It now reads that 1/3 of the estate goes to the surviving spouse if they do not have a will.
Mm-hmm.
The deceased spouse does not have a will. Remaining 2/3 are divided among biological and adopted children of the deceased spouse. And whether they're biological or adopted, they are one and the same. Yes. Under the law.
Right. So with that said, if you were to sell your house, Lee's children would get 2/3 of those proceeds and would only leave you with 1/3 to live off of, basically.
Yes.
It would have been
exactly.
Yeah. Now, if your name and his name both had been on the deed, then it would automatically go to you.
Yes.
Okay. So now, if hindsight is 20/20, what would you recommend, or what do you think you maybe should have done prior to Lee's passing?
There must be a will or trust set up, or have to ensure that your spouse, both your names, are on the deed. And do not rely on a mortgage company that says they will take care of that for you.
Right, right.
You need to go and do that yourself.
Yes, yes. Now, one of the things that possibly, had you known that this was a law in Virginia, one of the things that maybe you could have done when Lee was sick and bedridden, but still had mental capacity, was to actually have a lawyer come to the home for him to sign. Is that something that could have transpired had you known?
Had we known that, yes. But at the time, we did not know that was possible.
Exactly. What about other possessions? I know that, you know, you have a camper, you have personal property. As you know, how does that work? How about funds in the bank? How does that work go ahead.
The bank accounts that he had, I was listed as beneficiary.
Okay.
So there was no issue for me to get that money.
Okay.
All the vehicles were in both our names, so there was no issue there.
Good.
The camper he bought himself did not have my name on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go before a probate court and file a petition for a small estate under $25,000 and below.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and you have to include in that, I have to include in that camper,
mm-hmm.
a small life insurance policy that his employer had on him, on all their employees.
Yes.
And personal effects like wallet, etc.
Yes.
But it cannot go over $25,000.
Gotcha.
I have had to hire an attorney to petition the court for that. Now, that costs 10% in court fees, so that is $2,500.
Mm.
in addition to the attorney who charges $450 an hour.
Mm. And that, you know, my heart just really goes out to you because, you know, not only are you losing two-thirds of a home that you paid for, you paid for that home.
I did. I paid this house off. I'm due to the way our paychecks ran, I paid the payments on the house when I was paid. And if you have a mortgage on the house, as you know, you have escrow.
Yeah.
Which includes your taxes and insurance, et cetera. Once you pay off that real estate, that home,
mm-hmm.
then those things you still have to continue to pay.
Right.
But you don't have a mortgage, so therefore you have to pay them individually.
And none of that makes a difference to the court system or the law. It makes no difference. And I don't agree with it, but that is our law in Virginia.
The Commonwealth of Virginia is one of the few states that has this irritating law.
Mm-hmm.
And I have really tried to research and find out who was responsible for this legislation?
Yes.
And have not been able to. I know that this was, this law was updated. I think it was redone in 2019 and updated in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing people need to understand is to be an heir under the estate succession, you must have outlived the deceased by at least 120 hours.
Hmm.
So if you're newly married, you know, even if you're young, and you're newly married, these things need to be taken care of ASAP.
Yes.
Now, also, under Article 64.2-200, the surviving spouse may hold, occupy, and enjoy the principal family residence without charge for rent, repairs, taxes, or insurance. Until the children of the deceased file a petition to court to force the sale of the home.
Okay, so technically, you could live in your home as long as you want to if Lee's children do not petition the court then.
Yes.
Is that your plan?
No.
Okay. She's moving on, folks.
No, because after Lee's death, his biological son and adopted daughter from his first marriage both signed papers giving an upright to his estate.
Okay.
And they were done by
they were notarized.
I'm sorry?
They were notarized.
Yes.
Yes.
But unfortunately, depends on who the clerk of the court is, in probate court, as to whether they accept the notaries. And because she didn't put, I hereby, she hereby witnesses that these are the signatures.
Oh, okay.
Of the above, and that that the notary needs to make sure that they have on there the county or city in which their notary was is filed,
mm-hmm.
and the date. She did use a stamp, but as my attorney told me, some of these clerks want more.
Okay. So you haven't been necessarily to court over this yet, so you're really unsure at this point how it's all going to unfold. Is that correct?
Yes, because his biological son, as I'm told by my lawyer, the paper he signed may well hold up in court.
Okay.
But his adopted daughter put the date, the year, as 2024 mm-hmm. instead of 2023 when this was done.
Mm-hmm.
So that will not hold up.
That is,
and the notary did not catch that, nor did I catch it until I took it to the attorney.
My goodness, that is such a tangled web. So they agreed to give it up. Now, yet, if they were still of the same mind, you wouldn't have an issue. The issue is you had to go back and ask them to do it as the courts would approve. And when you went back the second time is when things changed. Is that correct?
Correct.
So then they decided...
okay, we'll just sell the house and split it three ways. Now, I had planned to sell this house and buy another place that would be closer to my daughter.
Right. Because you're not a spring chicken anymore, right? Sorry. Well, let's face it, neither one of us are.
No. But I wanted to get to where I had a better support system.
Exactly.
You know.
Yes.
Than I have here. And Chesterfield is a sanctuary county.
Yes.
So you have a great deal of people moving in here that are illegals,
mm-hmm.
driving without a license,
yeah.
no insurance.
So the
crime rate increasing.
The neighborhood is changing.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. And several of the people that I was very close to in the neighborhood have moved out.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't have a support system here.
Exactly. And that's highly important when you are a widow.
Yes. My daughter lives about an hour away. My son lives approximately 2 hours away.
Yeah.
So you just can't pick up the phone and expect him to be here in 10 minutes.
That's right. So life had to take a different turn for you when you found out that you were only going to get a third of your investment, basically. This is your investment.
Yes.
And, it was, as we in the South say, it was y'all's investment. And you're only going to get a third of that. And so that has made life very difficult for you to plan for the future, to say the least.
My plans have had to alter because you know the real estate market.
Right.
And you know the third of my home, what I would get out of it, is not going to be enough money to purchase another permanent residence.
That is correct. Exactly. And you are not really physically able to hold down a 40-hour-a-week job. Your health is just not there.
No, I am on disability, and I'm 66 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was another reason I was getting closer to my daughter.
Right.
Because I have the world's best son-in-law, and I have my grandson,
mm-hmm.
who would have gladly come over and done yard work, you know, kept the grass mowed, that kind of thing for me. And now, currently, I have had to pay a landscaping service,
mm-hmm.
to mow my grass, you know, it's too much expense when you don't have anyone to help you take care of it.
Yeah,
care of things like that.
Exactly.
When you're only getting an SSA check.
Yes, exactly. Well, I am, obviously, I am so terribly sorry that, you know, this has happened. And as a friend, had I known, you know, obviously, that your, you know, your deed and such was not in order, I would have certainly told you, let's get that fixed right away. But I had no idea. I had no idea. So that is why, you know, we're doing this today, because we don't want this to happen to someone else, whether they are the wife or the husband. It shouldn't happen. And
exactly.
Right. And laws need to be changed to protect the spouse.
I don't know how this law got changed in the first place. I have tried to research and find it out and can't seem to find it. But it is to the detriment of the spouse. Now, I could understand this change in the law if it referred to young children.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have... when it involves adult children that have their own places and jobs, I cannot see how this law should even be in effect.
Right. Well, in seeing it happen before my very eyes and the effect that it has had on you, really hits home. And you know a law, and you know it exists, but you don't feel the effect till it comes knocking at your door.
Correct. And I would just urge everyone to make sure your estate, your personal effects, real estate, your vehicles, whatever you own, either both names be on them or there be a will or trust done, because you have no idea of the stress and that the surviving spouse has to go through and the expense.
Mm-hmm.
Probate court is extremely expensive.
That's right. And you're already hurting financially to begin with.
Yes, because when my husband passed away, I lost $4,500 a month out of the household budget.
Right.
And that's a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
And it's expensive with the insurance that you have to pay,
mm-hmm.
utility bills you have to pay, groceries, upkeep on the vehicles, even putting gas in your car and buying groceries.
Right.
I mean, it's very expensive this day and time to be able to do that. And you, it's imperative that you see that your partner is taken care of.
Yes.
I mean, even if you're in a situation where you're not married, you can leave that partner the real estate in trust.
Yes. Exactly. We just take that kind of part of our life for granted. We just assume, oh, well, you're going to get it. You know, when I die, you're taken care of because we have this. We have this together. But if it's not written in stone, you basically, you don't have anything worth squat.
No. No. And when you have paid, like I have paid for this house, and somebody can come along who's not contributed to it in any way,
yeah,
to it, can take 2/3 of it away from you.
Mm-hmm.
It is not only stressful, but it makes you angry.
Yes, it does. I can only imagine. I can only imagine how angry you have been over this.
So, just people, please, please make sure your affairs are in order.
Yes.
Today.
That's right. That's right. Well, Cynthia, thank you so much for sharing this. I know it's hard. And, of course, you know, I'm going to keep you in my prayers as this continues to unfold. And I pray that the courts have mercy and, you know, take into consideration the documents that were signed. And, you know, that it works out to your good. I really do, because no one should really have to face this. And I thank you for sharing your story so that others can see the effects of not having, you know, things in order, regardless of your age.
Yes. Yes, that is imperative.
It is indeed. Well, thank you. Keep me updated on how things are going. I appreciate you and love you, and I will be chatting soon.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. I look forward to having you back. Make sure you subscribe to the channel so you can hear some of the other upcoming podcasts that I have lined up. Take care. God bless. Have a great rest of your week.